it just goes to show that every single time you let go of something that you've been holding on to, you let go of that baggage and you liberate yourself, that's going to liberate your body. That's going to allow you to have better digestion, better hormones. So this is why it's so important, guys, to make sure that you are taking your mental health seriously and that you're becoming aware of the signs of anxiety. Welcome to the Holistically Healthy Podcast, where I, Sedona Treganning, nutritional therapy practitioner and NASM certified trainer, bust health myths and teach you how to become the healthiest, most confident version of you. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So today's going to be a solo episode, and I was inspired to make this because I've been having so many calls with clients and potential clients recently, and they're just telling me these horror stories of like what they're experiencing when they do go to their, you know, primary care doctor or their GI doctor with their digestive issues. And some of the things that the doctors say to them, I'm just like, what is going on here? So I wanted to save you from the hassle of, you know, trying to sort through BS information and trying to sort through who you should be working with to heal your gut. So that's going to be the purpose of this episode. And I'm going to add in a lot of my own experiences here just so that you guys kind of understand where I'm coming from. But I also will say before we get into this, if case you weren't aware, but when I talk about this a lot in my first episode of the podcast, but basically, you know, I had a lot of trauma growing up and that manifested into a lot of digestive issues, you know, that in accordance with, you know, not eating the best diet because I was just tracking macros at the time and didn't understand nutrition. And so that led me to having an overgrowth of like E. coli. I had SIBO really badly. I had eczema, rashes, etc. So it was really scary in the beginning. You know, I didn't really know what was going on with my body. And so again, that is what we're going to be talking about today. Like if you do have these symptoms, if you have SIBO, leaky gut, autoimmune conditions, like what should you be doing and how do you avoid the mistakes that I had made in the beginning that kept me from healing well? Because it's been like, you know, it's been what, like 4 years now of healing. And I'm just like within the past year starting to feel really, really great. Now, with that being said, let's get into the first thing that I wanted to talk about here. And that's actually going to probably be the first thing that you need to be aware of is like who should be helping you. That's going to be step number one. Now, if you wanted to have a more in-depth discussion on who you should be working with to heal, you can always go to episode 47 because I do a deep dive on this. But just a couple of points here that I wanted to make was the first one is that your primary care doctor or your GI doctor is probably not going to be able to help you. So if, again, if you're having digestive issues, like having a bloating 24/7, no matter what you're eating, if you're having eczema or psoriasis or other rashes, if you are getting really bad diarrhea, really bad constipation, even if you're changing your diet, your doctor is not going to be able to help you. They don't really ever get, I think they get one day of training for nutrition. Nutrition is extremely important. And they also are trained to give you antibiotics to work on the symptoms, not the root cause. And if you go to your doctor, like let's say you go to a GI doctor or a PCP or whatever, they will probably recommend that you get an endoscopy or a colonoscopy. And they might even recommend a stool test if you're lucky. But with this, all they're testing for is things that are going to be covered by insurance. And things that are going to be covered by insurance are going to be things that are deadly to you. But that's not the goal though, right? Like the goal is obviously to keep you alive, but you don't want to just look for things that are just deadly to you. You want to figure out like, okay, is there something that's causing my health not to be optimal? Right? Like that's like my goal with clients is like, how do we get you feeling optimal? Because it's not just about you surviving, it's about you thriving. That was a good saying. I just made that up. But anyways, so that's what's going to happen at the doctor. What they'll test for is like stomach cancer, or they'll test for ulcers or really pathogenic bacteria. So the really, really bad guys like C. diff, which can kill you. And that's what they're going to test for. Now, if you've done this, you probably know like, hey, when you, they give you like a negative result for that, they're kind of just send you on your merry way and maybe tell you to eat more fiber or drink more water. But that's where you're going to want to work with someone that can get more functional testing, or you can even order the testing online. I post about the testing I use with my clients all the time. So if you would like more information on that, you can always message me on Instagram or email me, but those will be in the show notes. And so another note here when it comes to hiring someone is going to be to make sure that you don't fall into the trap of working with someone who focuses just on one thing. This came about because I was scrolling on Instagram the other day and I saw this girl who was talking about how she had worked with someone to heal her acne by doing a parasite cleanse. And then I had also seen someone who was talking about how the reason why you're fatigued is because of heavy metal toxicity and was recommending the supplement. And so I just wanted to take a second here to say that if someone is recommending things like a parasite cleanse or heavy metal detox, just know that they are probably very specialized in that one thing, but they're not going to look at you like a human being, if that makes sense. So, as you know, like let's say you listening to this right now, if I were to just look at a poop test, if I were just to look at your stool, that's not going to tell me anything of who you are, right? Like, I don't know how anxious you are. I don't know if you've had trauma in the past. I don't know how much water you drink. And yet, all of those things play into your ability to heal and your health status. And that's where, if someone only specializes in one thing, like a parasite cleanse, or like I said, heavy metal detox, or they only focus on nutrition, that's where you're going to run into problems because they're not going to understand that everything in your body is tied together and all of these systems work together to make your health what it is. So, again, I would say one, try to stay away from Western medicine. And two, really try not to focus on someone who is very small-minded and only focuses on one thing. I also think of it as almost like politics. Like maybe you don't agree with me on this, but to me, I have a hard time trusting people who are very much right-wing or very much left-wing because it's kind of like, what about the middle ground? Like, what about being open-minded? And again, that's like the same thing with working with someone. If you find someone that's like, only carnivore, only keto, like, and they don't have any kind of in between with them, that's going to be an issue. That means that they're not really open to learning new things. Again, at least in my opinion, that's what I get out of that. And the last thing I'll say on this, and again, you can always go back and listen to episode 47 if you'd like more information on who to hire, but make sure that they understand your struggles. And this doesn't always have to be the case, but I do find that people who have been in similar positions as you have, like it makes sense, right? Like they're gonna have more empathy for you and they're going to understand where you're coming from. And it's always so nice to feel validated in your anxieties, in your concerns. And, you know, something I always joke about with my clients is how I kind of am so lucky that I had hair loss, eczema, PCOS, SIBO, all of that, because it really allowed me to relate to my clients. And it allows me to understand like the stress that comes with hair loss and, you know, the frustration when it comes from not losing fat, even though you feel like you're doing everything right. Like those are things that I can deeply, truly understand. And that I feel like is one of my strengths with my clients is understanding where they're coming from and sympathizing with them. And, but also helping them get themselves out of it, right? Because like sulking is not going to do you any good. But that is also something that I would say consider when you are looking for hiring someone. And I wish I had known this in the past because I've been through Western medicine doctors, I've been through registered dietitians, I've been through naturopaths. And I would say the one thing that's helped me the most is me. I don't know how else to say it. But and it doesn't even have to just be me though. I'm that is true what I'm saying. Like I'm the only one that's been able to help myself, partly because I know myself, but also because I have the background in the training, in the nutrition, in the trauma, in the meditation. So even if you don't work with me though, find someone that at least has a little bit of knowledge in all those areas and maybe specializes in one thing like gut health. But at least like if they do notice, hey, it seems like you do have like trauma, like it seems like, you know, you're very anxious all the time, maybe you hold a lot of tension, they can at least refer you out to someone else and they can give you that knowledge because that's something that I didn't have in my journey. Was like, for example, I went to a naturopath who was very smart in supplementation, but she never helped me recognize that, hey, maybe I did have more anxiety than I thought I did that was impacting my ability to heal my body and heal my digestion. And the second thing that I wanted to mention here too, because another reason why I jumped from coach to coach to coach or naturopath to RD to, you know, coach was because I didn't recognize two things. One of the things was how long it takes you to heal. So just so you're this put this into perspective for you guys, even GI specialists, even people who are very much in the field, they have found that 45% of people have recurring SIBO after antibiotic treatment. And I personally find that herbal treatments work better, but this still goes to show, like, hey, half the people out there that have SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, when they do kill it off, regardless of antibiotics or antimicrobials, there is a high recurrence rate. And not only that, but also a lot of experts out there do admit, like, hey, antimicrobials and antibiotics are only up to about like 60% effective at killing off SIBO. So it's not like you're taking this medication and you're guaranteed to feel better, because there is going to be a long healing process when it comes to this. And in my opinion, I believe that that is because there is an emotional component to healing that a lot of people overlook, which is kind of what I was just talking about in my last point. But it could also be that, people aren't open to changing their habits, or you're not open to letting go of a toxic relationship, right? Like, it's not like you're going to be able to heal overnight. And really understanding that is going to be so, so helpful in your healing journey. Again, back to like something that I went through when I first found out that I had E. coli and SIBO and all of that overgrowth in my gut. I remember crying happy tears because I was like, wow, now that I know what's going on with me, I can finally heal, right? Like, I can finally overcome my symptoms. And I thought in my head, wow, this is great. Like, by the time I go on my vacation for my birthday, like about 6 months from now, I'll be healed. That's amazing. And then 6 months passed and I wasn't any better. I think I was like maybe like 10% better, my symptoms. And so after that, I also was like, okay, that's okay. I'm going to try this protocol again. I'm going to work with a different coach. Another 6 months, I'll be good. Those 6 months came around and I still was having issues. And this thing kept happening. I kept telling myself that I would be healed by a certain date. And honestly, I just feel like it made my symptoms so much worse because, one, it stressed me out whenever that end date was approaching and I wasn't actually feeling where I wanted to be. And two, I was so focused on an end date that I wasn't actually accepting the changes that I needed to make within my lifestyle and within my diet as something that I'm adopting now. It was like, oh, once I'm done with this protocol, I can go back to my old ways. That doesn't happen. And I'll talk about that in my next point. But you can't just go back to your old ways. But I just wanted to say, allow yourself no timeline. Focus on the day-to-day things that you can do, like what you can do every single day to make yourself healthier. Each time you say no to wine, each time you go to bed on time, whenever you finally break up with that toxic person that you're with, or whenever you set boundaries with work, whenever that happens, that is guaranteed to get you one step closer to healing. So it honestly, it doesn't even matter how long it takes, right? Like, it doesn't even matter as long as every single day you're committing to being better. Because at that point, there's no way that you can't get to that end goal. So just focus on that. And that brings me to my next point. I wanted to talk about how there is no going back to your old ways. And like I had alluded to, I was kind of thinking when I started my gut healing protocol, like, okay, after this, I can go back to being in that toxic relationship. I can go back to not worrying too much about my sleep. I can go back to not really meditating. And that just can't be the case. There's a reason why you have these digestive issues in the first place. And so if you go back to who you were when you contracted these digestive issues, I mean, you're going to go back to not feeling great. And I think it's really important for people to, like, if you are going to be hiring a coach, like, let's say, for example, you're thinking about hiring me, do not do so until you are ready for that change, until you are fed up with where you are at now and you're completely ready to surrender to the process. And when I say surrender to the process, I mean allowing whatever needs to happen, happen. So whether that needs to be, again, breaking up with people or starting to meditate or whatever, you need to be open for that to happen, for that change to happen, and not feeling like you're rushing the process and like you need to go back to your old self. I always tell people too, my favorite clients are the ones that are ready for a full transformation not just, oh, I want to look less bloated in the mirror. Like, no, let's work together on how do we build the most abundant, energy-filled, happy, joyful life for you. Because if that is in place, if your mind is in a good place, then your body is going to be more resilient. So when we do add in supplements and we run through a quote unquote gut healing protocol, once we kill that off, you're not going to have that infection again. So I just also wanted to mention that. Now, the next thing that I wanted to talk about, and this is something I talk about all the time, again, kind of already alluded to, but I wish that I had known how much anxiety impacts your health. Because as I was saying, a resilient mind is a resilient body. And so if we were to put this into simple terms, I'm sure we've all heard the whole idea of, okay, you need to be in rest and digest, right? In order to digest your food rather than in fight or flight. So it's that difference of when you are in rest and digest, that's when your body is calm. That's when your body doesn't sense any threats. And that's when your body is going to be capable of producing enzymes to digest your food. So that's where, I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes, like, let's say you're eating out with friends or eating at a restaurant and you start salivating. That's because your body's in rest and digest and it's ready to eat that food and break down that food. But let's say now that you are running late at work and you just stop home quickly for dinner before you have to run back out of the house, maybe to, like, you know, go to another work meeting or to go on a date or to take your kids somewhere. Now think about that. You're probably not going to be salivating. You're probably not going to be able to digest that food properly. You're probably going to be burping and gassy after eating that meal. And that's the difference between being in that rest and digest state and in that fight or flight state. When you are relaxed and you're salivating, that means that you're processing the food. And when you're not, when you are rushing out the door, your body is thinking that there is a threat. Even if it's just like worrying about being late or just not, you know, thinking about the future, you're not present in your body. And so your body's not going to be noticing that you are actually eating food and it's not going to be digesting that food. But that's one of the reasons why anxiety matters so much. Now, another thing that we can think about here is, okay, let's say something happened to you when you were a child. Let's say that, you know, you had a sexual assault. I know that's super common for us females and not often talked about. But let's say that there was a sexual assault and you had blamed yourself for that situation, aka me, right? For those of you that know my story, that was something that was really hard for me to overcome, was the shame that came with it, was blaming myself. And so let's say that you're holding on to that shame. Holding on to that shame, think of it as like an ankle weight. And think of it as, okay, you have to walk a mile. So if you're walking a mile with an ankle weight, it's going to take up more energy from your body to do so rather than if you were free and unchained of that ankle weight. So if you are, you know, I know I said anxiety, if you're always anxious, then that's going to affect your body. But anxiety is a symptom of having repressed emotions or not processing these things. So it does go hand in hand where, yeah, if you're not processing things, if you've never really let yourself overcome that shame or, you know, talk to someone about those events, or maybe like something happened with a family member and it made you super, super angry and you felt like being angry was wrong or wasn't right. Those are all chains. Those things add up, especially when we pair that with not having a lot of stillness. I mean, another thing with our society is that we're always go, go, go. I know with my business, I had it ingrained in me that I had to work hard to make money. So I was like, oh, well, the more I work 70, 80 hours a week, I guess the more money I'll make, the more successful I'll be, the more happy I'll be. But that's not the case. So inviting more stillness into your life and really letting go of past traumas and emotions that are stored inside of you and learning how to let go of whatever is causing that anxiety is going to be so transformational for your health. And I wish I had known that, because I will tell you, the one thing that has helped my health more than absolutely anything, more than any supplement, more than anything at all, has been my meditation practice, being in solitude, being in nature, doing breath work, practicing affirmations, and really letting go of trauma. I'll tell you a story too, actually. I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the podcast, but one thing that had happened to me, this was probably like a year and a half ago, But a year and a half before that, I had come off birth control and I didn't have a period post birth control. I think I had maybe one without that between that like year and a half span of coming off birth control and then where I was at then. And so I was wondering, why am I not having a period? Now, my gut issues definitely played a role in that, but also it was a lot of stress. And I didn't really notice it at the time until I really started meditating. And I remember one night I was sitting on my couch and I just felt the urge to sit there and not do anything and just focus on my breath. And all of a sudden, I started bawling. And it was because I released this anger that I had towards a family member that had really hurt me when I was younger. And I didn't even know I was really holding on to that anymore. I mean, granted, it was gave me some panic attacks sometimes, but it didn't really process that like I was really holding on to that for dear life. And as soon as I processed that, the next day I got my period. And so who knows if that is, actually what happened, right? Like if I just let go of that and I actually got a period. To me, I truly believe that that was why I finally got my period. And I also noticed that I had less water retention after that as well. But it just goes to show that every single time you let go of something that you've been holding on to, you let go of that baggage and you liberate yourself, that's going to liberate your body. That's going to allow you to have better digestion, better hormones, even from a scientific perspective or a biological perspective. We know that cortisol is a stress hormone. And when cortisol, the stress hormone, is high from suppressing these things or always being anxious, I mean, that's going to inhibit stomach acid production. That's going to slow down digestive motility. So the rate of bowel movements causing SIBO, that's going to inhibit your ability to have a menstrual cycle because cortisol competes with a different hormone that induces a menstrual cycle. So this is why it's so important, guys, to make sure that you are taking your mental health seriously and that you're becoming aware of the signs of anxiety. Like I said, I didn't even know that I was so anxious all the time, but looking back, yeah, I would pick at my skin obsessively in the mirror. I would rip the skin off my fingers when I was talking to people. I would speed. I would get road rage. I would never be okay with being still. All of these things are signs of anxiety. So if you have these signs and you have recurring digestive issues, get that taken care of. So that's going to be probably the most important thing that I tell you today is that anxiety matters and trauma matters and things that, your mind cannot yet process. Those things are going to be held in the body, disrupting the body's health. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about here is also, again, going to go with what I kind of just last said, but that is that you cannot heal your hormones if your gut is not healed. So the other thing is you cannot balance, quote unquote, balance your hormones if your gut is not healthy. I see so many people trying to balance their hormones and working with endocrinologists and hormone specialists. And you just can't do that if you're not focusing on your gut as well. And the reason is that one, so if your gut is inflamed, it's going to cause inflammation in the rest of your body and it's going to impact the way your body holds or processes blood sugar. So blood sugar is what we get when we ingest food, specifically like carbs and protein. And when our blood sugar is high, we have something called insulin to shuttle that blood sugar into our cells. And if we have systemic inflammation, and if we also have an imbalanced gut microbiome or gut bacteria, that influences the way that we handle that sugar. So if our blood sugar is high and we are what is called insulin resistant, that is going to disrupt our hormones. That's where most people get PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome because of that inflammation and the inability to handle blood sugars well. And you can see if you are throwing supplements at lowering inflammation and handling blood sugar, you're not actually addressing the root cause. And I have found in my practice that, there was a time where I didn't really understand that connection. And so I would try and help people with PCOS, but they were still stressed, their gut was still a mess. And we weren't really able to help them that well. And another thing that really matters with your gut too is like if you have an inflamed gut, which most of us do, I would say probably more than half of you listening to this, probably 75% of you listening to this, your gut is probably inflamed. And that is from stress, that's from non-organic foods, that's from gluten, that's from being constipated or not drinking enough water. All of those things are going to cause your gut to be inflamed. And when your gut is inflamed, you're not going to be absorbing nutrients properly. Also, cue, having undigested food in your stool and everything. If you're not absorbing nutrients properly, you're not going to have nutrients that you need to have healthy hormones. So, for example, if you're not absorbing B vitamins, that's going to impact your thyroid, your sex hormones, or if you're not able to absorb selenium or iodine, I mean, you're going to impact your thyroid. Also, most thyroid conversion, so the inactive form of your thyroid hormone to the active form of your thyroid hormone, which impacts your metabolism, most of that conversion also happens in your gut. Also, cue not being able to lose fat, So everything ties back to your gut, and really try not to look at your symptoms as, oh, this is a hormone issue, or oh, this is hair loss, so this must be a stress issue. Play a role, or everything is basically going to be tied together. The same symptoms that are gut related can be hormone related, and vice versa. So always make sure that you start with the gut so that you are absorbing nutrients and so that you are able to process blood sugar well and you don't have a lot of inflammation running throughout your body. And this is like the juicy stuff. This is like probably the most important stuff I can think of for what I wish I had known when I first started trying to heal from all of the symptoms that I was dealing with. So I really hope that this was helpful for you guys and helpful in finding a good coach and understanding how anxiety plays a role in your health and all of that. And if you would like to have a more holistic approach, as always, you can click the link down below. You can find me on Instagram and you can always message me. Let me know if you have any questions about how to work with me, or you can just head to my website and apply to work with me there so that we can set up a call and we can just see if the vibes are good. I want to make sure that we would be a good match for each other before we start, in this partnership together. But that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. Thanks again for listening to the Holistically Healthy podcast. If you want more information or immediate help, head to www.wholenothingback.net and apply for coaching.